Okay, friends, so hormones 101. What are they? Great question, Dr. Ashley. The hormones in your body are chemical messengers. They're produced in glands all over your body. They send information to the organ systems of the body to relay messages and to exert specific actions on our tissues. Where they're produced and what they exert their actions on depend on the specific hormone. So we're going to start from the top, the pituitary gland, which sits just a few inches behind where my glasses are sitting right now, but it's inside our skull. That gland controls almost all of the other glands in our body that are downstream from it. Some people refer to the pituitary gland as the master gland. In some cases, the hypothalamus, which is another gland located in the brain, tells the pituitary to turn off and on signals, kind of like a stoplight. I like to think of the hypothalamus as the control center, like you guys know that movie. I always forget the name of it. Ashley, go. Inside Out. There it is. The movie Inside Out, that's my brain right now. The control center in that movie is literally like the hypothalamus. It tells everything else what to do. And then but the pituitary takes all of that information in and it goes, okay, what do I actually have to do? The pituitary gland in the brain is responsible for sending out as many hormones that go and stimulate other glands to produce their hormones, like the thyroid, the ovaries, and the adrenal glands. So let's go through some of those pituitary hormones. The first pituitary hormone that we're going to talk about is the follicle stimulating hormone, or FSH. And that stimulates the maturation of the ovarian follicles in preparation for ovulation. Basically, it gets an egg ready to ovulate. It also controls the amount of estradiol, which is a type of estrogen, that your ovaries are producing during the follicular phase of your cycle. So the follicular phase of your cycle is starting at day one, that's the first day of your period, until you ovulate. LH, or luteinizing hormone, is produced by the pituitary and it triggers ovulation and the development of something known as the corpus luteum, which is how we make progesterone. ACTH and TSH are signals to the adrenal glands and the thyroid, and those come from our pituitary. The pineal gland, which is another gland found in the brain, produces melatonin. That's your sleepy hormone. And it's responsible for the circadian rhythm as well as cyclical changes. There's a lot that comes from the pituitary, and the pituitary has to take in a lot of information and send a lot of information out. So that's the pituitary. And now we're going to come down to the throat, which is right at the base, kind of between your clavicles and then just go up a little tiny bit. That's your thyroid gland, right in the front of your neck. It produces hormones that modulate our metabolism, our periods, and our mood. It also allows us to function brain fog free and ensures that we have a bowel movement every single day. Fiber also plays a role. When we get to the estrogen module, you'll understand just how important it is for our hormones to be kept in check and how estrogen, progesterone, thyroid, and all of those hormones interact. With your thyroid gland, the majority of the hormone produced by the thyroid is an inactive hormone known as T4 and a little tiny bit of T3. But T3 is our active hormone, and that's what your cells actually use. So the T4 your thyroid gland makes actually needs to be converted to T3 to produce the desired effects, which happens away from the thyroid gland. This is known as the HPT axis, hypothalamus, pituitary, to thyroid. The hypothalamus is the control center of that. The pituitary, you know, sends the signals, and then the thyroid has to do the work. Coming down to your abdomen, this is where your pancreas lives. The pancreas is responsible for several roles in the body, including secreting a really important hormone called insulin. Insulin is responsible for balancing our blood sugars and storing fat in the body when we have enough energy. This is a conversation that's missing a lot in the hormone piece, but it's one of the most important pieces of the puzzle when it comes to managing weight, chronic disease, hair loss, acne, and, you guessed it, the balancing of your blood sugars. As we move finally further down the body, and just behind you, you have your kidneys. There's two little glands that sit on top of those kidneys called the adrenal glands. They look like little Santa Claus hats. They're responsible for producing hormones that enable us to respond to stress, maintain our blood pressure, and to some extent, they take over for the ovaries once we hit menopause. The adrenal glands are the base of our conversation when it comes to burnout. We're going to go into that in way more detail in like the next class and actually a couple others. So don't fret. The first hormone we all probably are familiar with is cortisol. It's known as the stress hormone, but in reality, cortisol is what allows you to adapt to stress accordingly. Or at least that's what's supposed to happen when everything's functioning optimally. Your adrenal glands also produce DHEA. This is a hormone from which estrogen and testosterone are made. This is why those adrenals are so important in menopause. The adrenal glands also produce epinephrine and norepinephrine, which are the critical components to our fight or flight response. And those are released in times of exceedingly high stress. You're probably familiar with the term adrenaline because that's what those hormones are. They can be a major cause of anxiety. Once again, still in the adrenal glands, do you see how important these are, guys? Aldosterone is another hormone that comes from those adrenal glands, and it governs your blood pressure. This is how not drinking enough water can mess with your hormones. Mom was right. Thanks, Janet. Not drinking enough water is actually bad for your health. The adrenal gland is part of the HPA axis, which is the hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal axis. So we label things actually pretty well when it comes to the hormones in our body. Now, finally, we move all the way down to the lower part of our abdomen to our pelvis, which is where our ovaries live. The ovaries are a main source of production for estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone prior to menopause. Your pituitary gland signals to your ovaries to put out different amounts of these hormones depending on where you're at in your menstrual cycle. This communication between the pituitary and our brain to the ovaries is what causes ovulation and the release of, hopefully, an egg from the ovary. It's known as your HPO axis.